Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Mora Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Mora, in the middle of the Amud, brings Rabbi Yehuda Rami Tcheilta Lepazumad Inche Beisa Mavorach Kol Tzafra Lesatif Betzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda would make a bracha every morning Lesatif Betzitzis. And also Rabbi Yehuda would put tcheles on the begadim of the noshim in his house. So the Maya Sakasha, if he put on the noshim's begadim, we have a klal mitzvah seishas mangrama noshim apotter. Obviously he holds a mitzvah seishas layas mangrama. That means he holds layas man tzitzis. So affecting Mora, my mevorach kol tzafra v'tzafra, why would he make a bracha every morning if the mitzvah is continuous through the night? There's no mechayev for a new bracha every morning. So the Gemara answers, as there's a member of Rebbe, calls man shevenicha mevarach aleihem by tefillin, that you can say to make a bracha every time there's a new mevisho or a new hanacha. And over here, he was making in the morning, because that's when he changed from ksus lailo to ksus yoyim. So therefore, there was a new levisha. Chayud is a big horror from this Gemara that we had earlier on the Melon Beis, Achoikis, Rambam, and the Rosh. For ksus yoyim is chayiv v'layla. If a person is wearing a ksus yoyim at night, if he's chayiv in tzitzis, that the shitas harosh is, the layla loves non tzitzis, means only a ksus hamyuchid l'layla. But if he's wearing a ksus yoyim v'layla, he's still mechuyim in tzitzis. So the chayra and the havamin of the Gemara was naming on that he was wearing the beged continuously, and he went and made a new bracha in the morning, it sounds like without the new levisha. So then, lechayra, why is the Gemara toiled in Laila's mantzitzis? Laila loves mantzitzis. Chayra, even if you hold Laila loves mantzitzis, that just means that a ksus Laila is not mechuyiv in tzitzis. But if someone's wearing a ksus yoyim through the night, he's mechuyiv in tzitzis during the night. So even according to Randa Omar, that Laila's mantzitzis, even according to Randa Omar, Laila loves mantzitzis, he still should not make a new bracha b'tzafra. The Gemara's mashma that we understood why he made a new bracha b'tzafra if he would have held Laila loves mantzitzis. The kash is only because he put on the noshim that it's mavur from that. He held Laila loves mantzitzis. He held Laila's mantzitzis. So the emphasis is, this aura is really, it's really the tur taka paskins, that someone that wears the tur and simon ches paskins, that someone that wears his beged through the night, and comes the morning and does not have to make a new bracha. The pashas says the tur is going l'shitosai, that he paskins like the rosh, that ksus yoyim is mechuyiv even b'layla. So therefore, the yoyim is not a new mechayiv. He was mechuyiv the whole night. He was mechuyiv. Nothing happened when the yoyim came. There's no new chiyiv here. And Bish Yosef over there is niskasha on the tour that l'chayr is fakert from our Gemara. Even though the svara could be is that way according to the Rosh, but the Ma'is is fakert from our Gemara. That even that the Gemara says by us that if you hold Laila loves man tzitzis, then you have to make a new bracha called tzafra v'tzafra. So you see that there's a new chiyuv bracha every morning. And Dr. Mishayis, the Gemara's mashma, in the Havamina, we thought that he didn't change from ksus layla to ksus yoyim. He's wearing the same ksus. And the tzafra, the new morning is mechayiv, a new bracha. Even if the tour holds like shittas harosh, but the Ma'aseh it's mefurash Gemara, that the new morning is mechayiv, a new bracha. But oy, the Mishayis was Ma'aseh, the Rosh himself in tshuva, the Rosh was asked this shaila in tshuva, and the Rosh brings from our Gemara, the Rosh brings the dig from our Gemara, that a person is mechuyev called tzafra v'tzafra to make a new bracha. So the Rosh himself who holds that ksus yoyim is chayev v'layla is medayik from our Gemara, that in the Gemara Havamina that held that he was wearing the beged through the night, he had to make a new bracha v'tzafra because layla loves man tzitzis, the yoyim is a new mechayev. So Dr. Beis Yosef is mashma that the Rosh held the svara, even though he was taka continuously mechuyiv, but since the laila is his man, which is goyrim, p'tur chiyiv tzitzis, like we had the svara before in Shitas HaRosh that he holds, why is it called the mitzvah seishas man grama if he chayiv at night on a ksus yoyim? It's called the mitzvah seishas man grama because the laila is his man, which is goyrim p'tur, a ksus which is meyuchid for laila is potter. It means laila is his man, that's not his man for tzitzis. If you wear a ksus yoyim at night, you mechuyiv in tzitzis. But Laila itself is his man, which is goyim p'tur and tzitzis. And that's enough to be called mitzvah seishas man grama. So Dr. Beis Yosef, the Rosh holds here also, that that's enough of a svara to say that every every tzafra, every morning is mechayev a new bracha, because the laila mitzaratzmoy is his man, which is geirim ptur tzitzis. It's his man, which is his man that the Torah is patri from tzitzis aksus, which is meyuchad for laila. So therefore, the yom is a new man for tzitzis. It's mechayev to make a new bracha, even according to the Rosh. The male the b'seis v'as tzarchin on the tour that he's going and cheats a Rosh and he goes and paskins that someone who wears his tzitzis the whole night does not have to make a new bracha in the morning, that it's negative the Gemara and it's negative the Chubas HaRosh. Taz there in the end of Simen Ches, it's chaylik on the B'Seisav's Dik from the Gemara and the Chubas HaRosh's Dik. He says that it's mashma that the Gemara didn't change the case. The Gemara and the Havamino also knew that he changed his beged from Chsus Laila to Chsus Yoim. The Gemara didn't think in the Havamino that he was wearing continuously the same beged. The only thing the Gemara changed was the Gemara brought Rebbe's Chiddush that calls Matcha V'Nicha Mavorech Aleim. Or in the Havamina was going without Rebbe, that even a new Levisha is not Mechayiv as long as you're Keseda in this man Chiv. As long as you're Keseda in this man of Chiv Tzitzis, even a new Levisha is not Mechayiv. And that the Gemara brought Rebbe that a new Levisha is Mechayiv, a new Bracha. Meila Zoktetaz, the Gemara in the Havamina was also going, they changed his Beged. And Mechayai Gavdan, the Gemara was saying that if Laila would be Zman Tzitzis, then Tzafra is not Mechayiv a new bracha. Sheikin, if Laila loves man tzitzis, which means according to the Rosh, that the Laila is his man, which is Geir and Ptur tzitzis, in the Ksus Laila, then the Tzafra will be Mechayiv a new bracha. But that's only Dr. Taz, if he's making a new Levisha. If he's making a new Levisha with Tzafra, so that means there was no continuous Kiyum Mitzvah, there was no continuous Levisha. He's making a new Levisha, just you want a part of the new Levisha from the bracha, because he was Oymid a whole time in his man from Chiv Mitzvah, and that you have a Svara that if Laila is his man, which is Geirim Tor from the Mitzvah, then Yimachoyiv on the new Levisha, even without Rabbi's Chiddush. Masha Enkein, Zokter, if in the Tor's case, when somebody's continuously wearing the same Beged, and he's actually Bepoyal being Mekayim the Mitzvah continuously, he never stopped the Kiyum Mitzvah, then Avad, there is no Mechayev for a new bracha, but Tzafra, even though Laila is his man, which is Geirim Ptur. This that Laila is his man, which is Geirim Ptur, is only Mechayev a new bracha when there's a new Levisha. That you can't say that a new Levisha is also Potter because the person was Keseder and his man of Chiv Tzitzis. Because this man was his man, that's a Zman Peteris and Chiv Tzitzis. But if he was actually doing a Levisha, Mechayevus Petzitzis straight, and there's no new Levisha here, he's wearing that same Beged. So the Taz Avada b'chayi Gavna is poshut that there's no makom to make a new bracha b'tzad the tzafra. The mitzvah, there was never a hefsek in the mitzvah, and there's no mechayiv to make a new bracha. And that's the pshat in the tour. Even though the Rosh himself in Tshuva says not that way, but the Taz says the halachas like the Rosh later in halachas that he doesn't speak that out. The Memele the Taz paskins like the tour, not like the Mechaber and the Ramah, that there's no chiyuv bracha when a person wears his tzitzis through the night. Mr. Brewer brings it down, and he says, Al Safik Brachas Lahakil, Safik Brachas Lahakil, it's kedai not to make a bracha if someone wears his tzitzis through the night. Nochin L'chavin lift the race of Talis Godel. L'chavin to patra with Talis Godel. Mora comes out that Rabbi Yehuda held that Baila is man tzitzis, and therefore it's a mitzvah seisholeyaz mangrama. And the reason why he was mevorech b'tzafra is because he holds like Rebbe that every time you make a new levisha, kozman shemenichon mevorech aleihen. Every time you make a new levisha, you make a bracha. In fact, the Rosh Akasha, Bazoi, what's the pshat? He only made a bracha mitzafra. Chayy Rashi says he had two talisim, shnei talisis mitzuyotis hoy achas layoim vachas laila. He had one talis for yoim and one for laila. He held laila's man tzitzis, even a ksus amyuchad laila. He had one Talos for Yom, one for Laila. So Chayri should have been Mavarach every time he switched. Tainu should have been Mavarach at night, in the beginning of the night, when he put on the Ksus Laila. And he should have been Mavarach with Tzafra when he put on the Ksus Yom. Why does the Gemara only say that he was Mavarach called Tzafra with Tzafra? It's Mashmur, they made the Bracha by the new day, by the morning. They frek the Rosh. So the Rosh, you have to say the case of the Gemara is that the Ksus Yom was like a Beged El Yom that he wore on top, and that he would remove for the night and put it back on in the morning. But the one that he wore at night stayed on continuously. The only one that he was Meshana was the Ksus Yoyim. The Ksus Yoyim came off for the night and went back on in the morning. Therefore, it was only negate to make a new bracha b'tzafra. But at night, he was just keeping on the same baggit. Dr. Rosh, Eibazoi, you see from this Gemara, he said that someone that's wearing a talis cotton, and he goes and he puts on a talis gadol, he has to make a new bracha, even though he's wearing tzitzis the whole time. And there's a hemshech of his mitzvah tzitzis from the first bracha that he made on the talis cotton. But the fact that he's putting on another tzitzis, another talis, a new beggar that's mechayiv in tzitzis, is mechayiv a tzveita bracha. Because that's what happened here in the Gemara. He was wearing the one from Laila, he was wearing even at night. And when he went and added the top one in the morning, that was mechayiv a new bracha. And the Rosh continues, but that's only when there was a hefsik from the bracha that he made on the talis cotton. He made that a while back, or he spoke in between. We'll see the halachas in the poskim. But if he's putting them on bazach, as he's putting on the talis cotton and right away afterwards putting on the talis gadol, he makes one bracha and mevarach bracha achas al shtei, and he patters them both with one bracha. So the emes is, it's a sugya in chulin in the beginning of perikisei adam. When a person does several mitzvahs, he does a shechts a few behemoths, does kisei adam to a few behemoths, he does several mitzvahs bazach hazeh, that one bracha can patter all of them. So Gansa Sugi there, Shiloh, when he talks in the middle, if the Sikha is a hefsik, but upon him, when there's no hefsik, Zicha, one bracha, kapatra, all of them, like the Rosh is saying over here, Baruch bracha, achas al shteim. So Bemis, you have to know what was the grace of Chiddush that the Rosh saw in this Gemara, Mikan Yesh Raya, that a person that's wearing a talis cotton could go ahead and make a bracha on the talis gadol, and the Rosh says at the end, he's talking about only when there was a hefsik, when it's bazach hazeh, one bracha patters both. So if there's a hefsik, every time you do a new mitzvah, you always make a new bracha on the new mitzvah, even if it's the same mitzvah you did before, if you're mafsik from the shechita before. The Lashon HaRosh is mashma, that it was a chiddush to him, chayiv adam lasas tzitzis b'chol b'godim shalo yishyeshtam dalat kamfas, b'chol chad v'chad mitzvah ma'am pei nafshehi. That he was nischadish from this Gemara, they don't say it's one general mitzvah that a person should have tzitzis on all his b'godim, but every beged is a mitzvah ampe nafshe. That's what was nischadish to the Rosh from this Gemara. And Leili says from this Gemara, you see that even though a person is already doing the mitzvah tzitzis, and now he's just adding a beged, that's considered a new mitzvah ampe nafshe, and Leili has to make a new bracha. The Chedush HaGoyis in the Torah, when the Beis Yosef brings down this Rosh, that every beged is a mitzvah ampe nafshe, brings the Loshen Kosev Maralach Shu Poshet. From the tzitzis lav chayvus gavru she yoytze b'talas achas mitzuyetzes al chayvus monahu chol talas shaloyvus chayv b'tzitzis mibas arba kampus. It's not enough that the gavra has tzitzis on his kampus begodav. It's a chiv on every beggar that he wears. So the davar pashut zokter umemela each beggar is a new mechayiv and a new bracha. Comtoyz from the Rosh that somebody made a bracha on the talas cotton and then he's going to go put on the talas gadol. So like the Rosh says, if it's Pazeh Chazeh, if it's one right after the next, he doesn't make a new bracha. But if there's a hefsik in between, he makes a new bracha, l'satif on the Talis Gadol. What the shir, the hefsik is a big shayla in Rishayim, in the Paiskim. He says it brings from an ogur, that the ogur says, the Maram Mintz, his minig was not to put on the Talis Cotton until after davening. Because he was choshesh, if he put on the Talis Cotton before, then it's a problem when he comes to, when he then walks to the Beis HaKnesses, it's a question if he has to make a new bracha on the Talis Gadol. A shayla if he had a hefsik in between, maybe he didn't talk in between and he wasn't Masiach Das in between, so there wasn't enough of a hefsik. So he gets into a safik with the bracha if he should make a bracha on the Talis Gadol. The Mela, because the Rosh says that Bezeach Hazeh, you don't make a new bracha. The Mela, the minig of the Maram was, they didn't put on the Talis Katan until after he left the shul. Then in between he would be sach b'dvarim b'teilim. It came out that he always would talk dvarim b'teilim between the putting on the talis gadol and talis katan when he came home from shul, and therefore there was no shayla making a new bracha on the talis katan. There's a hefsik. It's not b'zeh chazeh. The August says later on he was chayzer and he would put it on b'tchila and be mevarich on the talis gadol and be meschav and lahitzi shnei. The Tumas Hadeshim brings the first minig of the Maram, that he was noig not to put it on till after he came home from shul, and he's medayik from that, that the Maram held, that this that the Rosh says, Bazeh Chazeh, you make only one bracha. The Rosh doesn't mean it has to be mamish b'zeh chazeh. The Rosh means as long as there's no hefsik b'dibur or hesach hadas, it's called b'zeh chazeh. Mele he was chayshish that when he walked to shul in the morning, even though if he had no hefsik in between, no hesach hadas in between, and that's called b'zeh chazeh. B'shei Yosef says on that, it's not the pashtus of the Rosh. The Rosh is mashma that only b'zeh chazeh mamish. It doesn't need a bracha. B'shei Yosef says the pshat in the Rosh is, even though there was no sikh in between or no hesach hadas in between, but since he puts on the talis katan b'beisai and the talis gadol b'beisai knesses, is the halicha from b'beisai to the b'beisai knesses called the hefsik. The shini mokim itself is called the hefsik. That's shita of B'shei Yosef. Is medayik from the pashtus of Rosh. And they pass it there at Shulchan Aruch that the shini mokim, if a person puts on his tzitzis at home and he puts on the talis gadol and shul, that itself is considered a hefsik as mechayiv another bracha, even though he was mevorach on the talis katan, he has to be mevorach again on the talis gadol. A lot of achrayim achoyluk on this, and they hold the talis b'cholam that it's not doimet the shini mokim, which is a hefsik. We find the din of shini mokim, which is a hefsik by bracha, the bracha rishayna, you lose the bracha if you mashana mokim. But over there, there was the achila done in the first place, and now you want to do an achila in the second place. The shini mokim is a hefsik. Shaykh over here, the mitzvah is nimshach the whole time. He's wearing the talis cotton that he put on him in the first bayis. He's still wearing when he comes to the basic knesses. So over there, the shini mokim is not a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. When mele, unless you're mafsik, b'dibur, or with a hesach hadas, then you go like Chitas Maram, that it doesn't need a new bracha. And mele, it's a suffix if he can make a new bracha on the talis godel after he made a bracha on the talis cotton already. And even when he does talk out in between, even if he spoke Thorim Betela in between the Talis Katan and the Talis Gadol, which the Trumas Hadeshen learns up in the Maram, that itself would be a hefsik. If he saw in between, that's a hefsik. So Oktabagir Avram, that's not Pasha at all. He says it's Tali Nemachaykus Yishoinim and Perikisi Adam. When a person's doing a few Shechitas, is a Shaila and Taisvis and Perikisi Adam and the Rosh and the Ran, if there's a sicha between the shechitas, if he talks out between the shechitas, if that's mechayv and ubrach, the ikatzar and the rosh there is medamet to tefillin, soch ben tefillin to tefillin, it has to be mevorach. And the same thing the Rif says by tekiyas, if a person is soch between two parts of the mitzvah, he loses the bracha, and he has to, it's a hefsik from the second part of the mitzvah, can't have the bracha, and he has to make a new bracha. So what then over here, if he's soch between one shechita and the next shechita, he's mechuyiv to make a new bracha the second shechita. Hashaykh, the other Rishonim they hold, the Ran and Perikisi Adam, and the Rosh brings the tzad there, that it's not daima, like Tosa says there, it could be medamit to someone that's sach b'emtz a suda. A person made a birchas hanen and he made a birchas hamoitzi in the beginning of the suda, that goes on the whole suda. Even though he was sach in the middle of the suda, you don't say that the sicha is a hefsik from the birchas hamoitzi going on the achila at the end of the suda. You have to say it's cholok from mitzvahs between tzach by tefila and tzach by tkiyas, like the Ran is mechalik there. By mitzvahs, where each one is its own chiyav, its own choiva, and mechayiv, its own bracha. So then the bracha has to directly connect to the second one, and the sicha is a hefsik that the bracha can't connect to the second one. Mashaikim by a dovish al rishus, which is not each one is own choiva on the gavra. So it's one bracha on the whole inyan shal rishus. And as long as it's being nimshach, the inyan shal rishus, even though there's a sicha in between, the ma'is is being nimshach that asiyah, and there's no greisa hesach hadas, no big hefsik, that's considered a hefshach in the asiyah of the rishus. It's only when you have a separate chiyuv, each separate chiyuv makes its own asiyah, which is mechayiv its own bracha, and the bracha is disconnected from it with a sicha. But when he's doing a davar shal rishus, even something like shechita, which is a mitzvah, but he doesn't have to shecht. So if he's doing several shechitas, it's one hemshech, and the bracha could go on all of them, just like a birchas hanenin, could go on the whole suda, even with a sicha between. Meil is Oktabagir Avram, the shaila by us is going to be totally that b'chaykuz rishayinim. If a person made a bracha, the talis katan, and then he goes ahead, and he puts on the talis gadol, since it's not a chayva, to wear the two, it's a rishus, like shechita, if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't have to shecht, if he doesn't want to wear a beged, he doesn't have to do mitzvah tzitzis, doesn't have to be b'kayim dal kamfis. So mele, it's going to be doyma to that shechita that those who showed him that hold that sicha is not a hefsik. Mele zokta bagar vrob, even if he's sachim between, it's not kedai to make a new bracha on the talis gadol. It's still a safik bracha because of the machlokes who showed him by shchita. Emma says the Magen Avraham's dimyon to shchita is a little bit of a chiddush because the ikar chilek to Yerushalayim are saying between shchita and the moshul hifzik between tefillin shaliyad and tefillin shorosh is that there it's not a chayv over there, it's a reshus. It's just if he wants to eat, he has to shecht. Over here by tzitzis, we had the Mordechai, that the Mordechai says tzitzis is not an iser, it's not an iser to wear the beggar without tzitzis. The tzitzis is not a matir. The tzitzis is a chayvus mitzvah. Once a person has a beged, it has a chayvus mitzvah. And if he's oinus on that mitzvah, then he can wear the beged without tzitzis. So mitzvahs are said to put on tzitzis. So the chayvus would think that it should be doima to a dvar mitzvah, which each one is a chayvus b'fnei atzma, like tefillin, and it shouldn't be doima to shchita. Rak upon him, the Magen Avraham has been damit to shchita, because if you don't want, you don't have to wear the beged. It considers it a dvar shus. So mele rapayskim considered a suffic bracha, even if he was sach between the talis katan and the talis gadol. It's a suffic bracha if he can make a new bracha on the talis gadol. And for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah is machriya that the minhag ha'olam is to wait until they put on the talis gadol and be moitzi the talis katan with the bracha of the talis gadol. Because if you're going to make a bracha right away on the talis katan, like you should. You could run into a lot of sveikis if you're going to have to make a new bracha on the talis gadol, if you had enough of a hefsik, if the sicha is a hefsik or not, and if the halicha, if the shini makim is a hefsik or not, if there was enough of a hesach hadas. So you're going to run into sveikis if you can make a new bracha on the talis gadol. The mail of the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag ha'olam is to wait until you put on the talis gadol and we might see the talis katan with that. The Ramadi in Simen Ches, Sif Yud Beis, speaks out, B'Shem Tzumus HaDeshen, that even that we're saying that one bracha kapata two tzitzis when the bezeach hazeh, when there's no hefsik in between, that's only if he's still wearing the first tzitzis. But if he took off the first tzitzis and then put on the second tzitzis, then one bracha cannot pater the second mitzvah. He says it brings a lashon from the rach, it's mashma not like that. And then this is the Magen Avraham in the Skasha again from Shchita. The Shechita says when you shechted one behema and then you shechted the next behema without any hefsik, the bracha covers the second Shechita also. Even though l'chayyur, that's doim with that case that you were already poshet the first beged, the first Shechita is not around anymore, it's not being nimshech anymore, but b'shas the second Shechita. And still the fact that you're doing the mitzvahs, take if one after the next, one bracha kapater all of them. Mele he's niskash on this psak of the Ramah and the Tumas Hadeshen. Mekvege speaks out that even according to the Ramah, that is saying that Pashat HaRishon, you have to make a new bracha, and the Magen Avraham is being masig, that you don't have to make a new bracha, it's doim et ha-shchita, that whole nidin is only bazeh chazeh. Again, that was right after the bracha, like the Rosh says. But if later on in the day, a long time later, he goes and he takes off the first begin and puts on a second begin, that's Pashat HaBechayi Gavna. The first bracha is not going to pater the second beged, because that's like a hefsek gadol from the bracha. And that's the chayra mavu. And now the Gemara says, when he switched from the beged yom to the beged laila, he was mechuyev a new bracha, because that's pashat that b'chay gabim, that it's such a long meshach zman, that's considered a hefsek. One more nakuda that's kedai to mention here, that even though the Rosh is being mechadish, that one is wearing a talis katan, and then he goes and adds on a talis gadol, that's mechayiv a new bracha. You don't say it's the same mitzvah, it's another mitzvah, it's mechayiv a new bracha. But still we find in the poskim that it's a question when somebody removes his talis, amanas, to put it back on. It's a big machoikis, mechaber and ramah, if he makes a new bracha when he puts it back on. But the poskim use that as a tziruf, the fact that he's still wearing his talis katan, is mamshich the bracha. They bring it b'shem the maram. At the fact that he's still wearing his talis katan is a tziruf to mamshich the bracha in an oifen that it really wasn't such a big hefsik, that it was daite lach samiyad. The fact that he's a whole time being oisik and mitzvah tzitzis could continue the bracha that's not in ganzen nifsak mitzvah tzitzis. It's a little bit tzorech bir because we have here the Rosh is saying kol chode v'chode, every beggar is a mitzvah b'am pe'nafshei. So how does that help to continue the mitzvah tzitzis, the fact that he's still wearing the talis cotton, if the talis gadol is mechayev a new bracha? But the ma'aser of pais can use that as a tziruf, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the maram, that wearing a talis cotton makes it less of a hefsik when it's a questionable hefsik, when it's I took it off al das al achse miyad. The fact that he's still wearing a talis cotton and still being oisik in the mitzvah tzitzis makes it less of a hafsaka in the mitzvah tzitzis beningeya when he puts back on the talis gadol. Ikir Gemara, Gemara says that the side why tzitzis is a mitzvah esesh as man groma is because Laila loves man tzitzis. Is a taisvis and brachas taf yidal and beis. The tais asks the kasha, Bishleim lo leitman da omar tzitzis is chayvas gavra. So you say he's not mechayv belayla, but leitman da omar chayvas talis. So why is tzitzis a mitzvah esesh man groma? Man lo mechayvas talis, even if the tzitzis is menachas bekufsa, even if he's not wearing it, he's mechayv to put tzitzis on the beged. So why is that considered mitzvah esesh man groma? And for taisvis, that because a ksus that's miyuchid lalaila's potter, such a type of beged, it's miyuchid lalaila's potter, that's already called zman groma, like we spoke, because the zman is a goyrim in the chiv. Al kaponim's mavur from Taisis kasha, the Taisis understood that according to Andama, tzitzis chayvas talis, the person's chiv to put tzitzis on a talis, which is munach bekufsa, is noyig bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. The whole din of Laila, like the one that Mechavis Talis, is that such a type of ksus, a ksus that's miyuchid lelaila's potter. Shagasariya in Simon Lamed, and Mikvege in Chedushim, in Brochus Diyad Af Yedalad, and in other places, and both Matmiya, we just try to have this anacha from. Just like the Mandal Mechavis Gavra, you say that at night he wears a beggar of Dalat Kampas, he's not Mechiv to put tzitzis on it. So the Chayyu could say the same thing in the Mandal Mechavis Talis, that this is the Torah was Mechayiv, a person to put tzitzis on his talis, which is munach bekufsa, is only noyig b'yoyim. By night, he could sit around and not put tzitzis on his talis, which is munach bekufsa. He's not mechuyiv in that chiv of being matal tzitzis on the beged. Why can't that mitzvah of being matal tzitzis on the beged also have a zman of yoyim and laila? That's b'kvege and the shagasaya and skasha. True as Mishkan is yankim and tzimach of gimel, is Mayrich in that Tosis held that in the Mandoma Chavis Talis, the Zmanim that the Torah said, Yom and Laila are Zmanim in the Talis, what type of Talis? We don't learn that there's Zmanim in the Chiv and when the mitzvah is Noyik. Shankin Mandoma Chavis Gaber and the Zman of Yom and Laila is a Zman and when the mitzvah Tzitzis is Noyik. More continues and I'm abased. Gemara brings a drosha, it's a mayit, a balas, sholosh, kanfos, al arba kanfos, ksuscha, arbo, veloy sholosh. Beggar that has three kanfos is potter from tzitzis. Gemara says, maybe we should be mayit, a beggar that has chomish kanfos, atoim abba, veloy sholosh, eni al abba, veloy chomish. Kushoim asher techase bo, zeribui asher techase bo, hare balas chomish omer, tzmar be balas chomish. So it must be the meat is coming for Balas Sholish. The Gemara says, why are we Mimayit? Why do we choose to be Mimayit the Balas Sholish, Mimarbe, the Balas Chomish, maybe Fakert? So like the Gemara says, Tzvora, Marbani Balas Chomish, Yesh Bechal Chomish Abba. A Balas Chomish has in it, it's Bechal Chomish Abba, it's included in it, that Abba Kamfis. Shankin the Balas Sholish doesn't have Abba, so it's more Mistaver to be Marbe, a beggar of Chomish Kamfis. There's a Loshon of Mordechai in Tzim Tov Tov Kuf Mem Gimel that brings from the Tosfos Shantz. The Tosfos Shantz says all we have a Rebbe for is a Balas Chomish. But what if you have a beggar that has six kanfos and Balas Sheish? For that, L'chayr, you don't have a Rebbe. L'chayr, Zayin L'chabay L'chidusha, it's all we umar, but it was a Balas Chomish. Neich HaTezim Mechayv a Balas Sheish. Now, Dr. Mordechai, since the Braisa says that the Svar of why we umar a Balas Chomish because Yesh B'chal Chomish Arba. So that Svara carries to Baal Sheish also, that Baal Sheish also has included in it Arba. So Mamela is Mustava to be Marbe, even a Baal Sheish. Sheish of his Miskash on the Al Havamina says Meicha Teisa to say that there should be a difference between Chomish and Sheish. Once he's saying Arba is Lav Dafka, why should you think Dafka Chomish? But upon him, they mask him Ladina that a Baal Sheish is also Mechuyev. The Rosh and Simon Gimel brings the Sefri. Is is memayit. The Sofri makes a mute. Yochel af balas hey, balas vav, balas zayim, balas ches shvi chayiv. The Sofri is memayit. How does that stem with our Gemara? It's like the Rosh, the Sofri is talking something else. The Sofri is being memayit. You would think you have to put tzitzis on all four, all five, or six kamfis. The Sofri is being memayit. The mitzvah tzitzis is only on four of the kamfis. Out of a beggar that has five kamfis is mechuyiv. You're only mechuyiv to put on four of the kamfis of the five kamfis of the beggar, or the six kamfis of the beggar. Mitzvah sits is only to put on four kamfis. Never since we had before, Rashi in the end of Perek HaKoimitz learns that this is totally the machlekes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shmuel, if it's four mitzvahs or one mitzvah, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that it's four separate mitzvahs, there would taka be a mitzvah to put on all five kamfis of a beggar balas chomish. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanon, Chaviv and Yisrael, Shasivvon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'mitzvahs, Tfilim B'Rasheyim, and Tfilim B'Zayisayim, and Tzitzis B'Bigdayim, B'Zuzl B'Zchayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded Yisrael with mitzvahs, Tzitzis, Tfilin, and Mezuzah. V'aleim Oman David, Sheva B'Yayim, Yilatich, Al Mishpitei Tzekecha. U'B'Shor, Shanichnas David, L'Beis HaMerech, Hasvero Atzmai, Oymed Orem, Omar, Oyli, Shemed Orem, Bloy Mitzvahs. B'Shaz David was in the Beis HaMerech, he said, Oili, that I'm standing Orem below mitzvah, Yid is always surrounded by mitzvahs. Kivachidiska, Vemilosh, Vemsor, and Yisyashva Daite. And Omer la Shira. And he went and said Shira on the mitzvahs Mila, that a person is never Orem from mitzvahs, he always has the mitzvahs Mila. The Magen Avraham brings from that Rizal, the Magen Avraham in the end of Simen, in Simen Chaf Aleph, brings B'Shem the Rizal, that the Rizal says, a person should sleep with a talis kotem. Not like the psak of the Ramah. The Ramah says for keret tafka not to sleep with a talis kotem because it's a busy mitzvah to sleep in it. But the Arizal says a person should sleep with talis kotem. And the Arizal brings a raya from this Gemara. He says David HaMelech, it says when he came to the Beis HaMelech, it said oily day was orim in a mitzvah. Why was it only in the Beis HaMelech? It's like the Arizal. What happened that night? He should have said at night also the oily day is orim. Elamai is mashma that at night he wore the talis cotton. Magen Avraham asks on the raya that the Chayyur Gemara is not mashma that we're talking about just being orim from tzitzis. The Gemara says being orim from all these mitzvahs, mezuzah and tefillin. He was left with none of them. That's why he said he was orim. He says, but Laila, he still has mezuzah. He still has mezuzah. The Gemara doesn't say that it's considered orim just from being missing one of them. Tefillin is anyways missing Laila. Tefillin definitely don't wear Laila. Mora means he was Orem from everything. So B'Shasi was being Shaykh. If he didn't have a problem, he was Orem because he still had Mezuzah al-Pischa, like the Magen Avraham. So he says, the Arizal's Raya from the Gemara is L'Chayr Namuchach. And Kvega then, Shulchan Aruch, is Mitzayin, that L'Chayr, the Arizal, has to be going in Shitas HaRosh. We had before, Machoik is Ramam and Rosh. If a Ksus Yoim B'Layla is Chayv and Tzitzis, the Ramam holds even if a person wears a Ksus Yoim at night, he's potter and tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis is not noig b'layla. He's oktim kivege from this hanhog of the Arizal and from the Hizrai that he's bringing from David HaMelech being orim and a mitzvah. It sounds like the Arizal is saying that the key mitzvah tzitzis b'layla. The chur is muchach that he has to hold like shitas harosh, that a ksus yoyim that he wear b'layla is mechuyiv and tzitzis. If you hold like the Rambam, even if he wears it at night, he's still not mechuyiv and tzitzis. So how could David HaMelech say he's not Orem in a mitzvah because he has mitzvah tzitzis? He's part of the mitzvah tzitzis b'layla. Gemara continues on the bottom of the Amud. Tanya Yirmei Reim Mechayiv Adam Levarach Sholish Brachis B'chol Yoyim. Ki Elu Hein Shasani Yisrael Shalei Sani Isha Shalei Sani Bo. Gemara first brought a braisa. Tanya Yirmei Reim Mechayiv Adam Levarach Mei Brachis B'chol Yoyim Shnem V'ati Yisrael Ma'ashem Lekecha Shoyel Me'imach. There's two chiyuvim the Gemara brings from a meir. There's a chiyuv meir brachas b'chol yoyim from the pasuk Ma Hashem lekecha shoyel mi'imach. And then the Gemara's moisif a chiyuv of sholish brachas b'chol yoyim shalei sani goy shalei sani isha shalei sani bur. So what does it mean sholish brachas b'chol yoyim? We just said meir brachas b'chol yoyim. So Shita explains that the rest of the brachas are brachas on a tzayrich. Shab brachas b'vorach and al tzayrich. There's something which is mechayiv the bracha, a certain hana or a certain thing the person's doing that's mechayiv the bracha. These three brachas are just on the metzias, not on any tzayruch or any hana that the person is doing. So that's what there's a chiyuv to make three brachas that are just a chiyuv la'atzmei of three brachas without any mechayiv. But the Shita fears is kamhei mechal ameya. They're also part of the cheshmen or the meya. The sefer iter, the iter is chaylik. He says the Gemara is being mice of these three as a separate thing. That means that they're not pechal the meya. They're not pechal the meya brachas, because he says the meya brachas is only on things that come a chiyuv for a hana or for anything else that's mechayiv. Meya brachas is not just enough. The person was mevorich the eibush to meya pa'amim during the day. It means he had 100 situations of chiyuv bracha chiyuvus. That's the chiyuv on the chayvus ha'adam b'chol yoyim is ma Hashem lekech hashayil mi'imach. The chayvus ha'adam in avodas Hashem is the 100 times that are matzav of chiyuvus that he has to be mevorich. May I time it? Eater says there are other brachas that are not counted because they're not a chiyuv gomer, like l'mashal yiruei neinu in Ma'ariv, or the bracha of Psuki de Zimra, Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Anything that's not a chiyuv gomer, he says is not nichal even birchas ha'tayrei. The eater, the way he cheshbens it, there's different cheshbenes in the Rishayim, says even birchas ha'tayrei is not nichal because that's some person to be yetsa with a haver rabba. Is only a bracha that's a chiyuv gomer is part of this cheshbon. It doesn't just mean that he was mevorech 100 times a day. It means he had 100 chiyuvei bracha, had 100 matzavim that he was mechuyev to be meshabeach the eibushter. That's the chiyuv, the chayves ha'adam ma'asham akecha shayim meimach. That's the shita se'ita. The pashtus of the Gemara is that this is a chiyuv gomer. It's brought down in Rambam, in Rosh, in Shulchan Aruch. The Poiskim and Shulchan Aruch, all the Nice Kalim and Shulchan Aruch are all busy being mashlamit on days that are missing, on Yom Kippur and on Tanesim. There is a sheet that brought down from the Sefer Eshkel, the Rishon, that the Gemara is a Midas Chasidus, but Rav Yishayim hold the Gemara is a Chiyiv Gomer, is a Chiyiv Meir Brachas B'chol Yayim. The Cheshbin of the Brachas is Mavur, and Beis Yosef and Morgan Avram go through Bariches. Both of them are Mavur that the cheshbon goes yom ha'ilach achar laila, like in Rav Dinam of the Torah, that the day starts with the night before. In Mele Yom Kippur, you're missing a lot of brachas because the suda at night after the tainus is part of the next day. The ikir cheshbon, the Mishnah Berurah, does count, not like the eater, he counts the Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach and Yeru Einenu, all these brachas that are not achiv, gomer, lemaisa, the place can count them. Mishnah Berurah comes out, you have 92 brachas every day without any birchas hanen, and just from the brachas chiyuvios that we say by davening, you have 92 brachas a day without any birchas hanen. The other 8 brachas between sudas and birchas hanen and nashayotzar, so b'mois achoil, it's pretty much guaranteed meir brachas. The problem is Shabbos, like the Gemara says, Shabbos is less brachas. That's what the Gemara brings down meroyim or mashlumit, but mine peiris to be mashlum the meir brachas on Shabbos. He says it brings an eitzah for Shabbos, Hashem the Shibayli Aleket. The Shibayli Aleket says, Kosev the Shibayli Aleket, Hashem Goin, that on Shabbos a person can have another 20 brachas by being mechaven to be yitzah with the oil of Matoira. You have 7 oil of Matoira, each one makes a bracha, the fun of La'achra was 14 brachas, and then the Mincha is another 3 oil, is another 6 brachas. So you have 20 brachas from the oil of Matoira. And then from the Maftir, you have another 7 brachas by the Haftira, 2 before the Haftira and 5 after the Haftira. So a person could get another 27 brachas from being Yetzer with the Mevorich. B'Shezer brings this from the Shabbat Leket, from the Grace Maimini, B'Shem Dereim. And he says a person should be Mechavin to be Yetzer with it. B'Shezer himself says even if he didn't hear the whole bracha, even if the person set up a lachash that the shaymim couldn't hear, but since they know which bracha he's making, and the mechavnim lotzis bo yidei chevosim v'oinim acharei yoytzim, the oina amein, and the mechavn to be yoytzim with the bracha, with the amein itself, they could have the bracha. B'seizav brings, it's l'shitosei, what he says in Simakuf Chavdalid, the B'seizav sheet that Simakuf Chavdalid is, that a person could be yoytzim bracha two ways, either by hearing the bracha, or by saying amein. If he says amen, he's yetzer the bracha, even though he didn't hear the bracha. If he knows which bracha he's saying amen to, nofik yedei chayves eiser bracha v'kach. He's yetzer the chiv bracha with the main, it's the sheets of Yisrael here, and Tzim Kuv Chavdal, the Magen Avraham, and Tzim Kuv Chavdal, there's Chaylik on that. He says, about the person's not Yoytze Shemei Ka'ina with answering Amen, if he didn't hear the whole bracha. Upon him, the Rishayim are saying this Eitze, being mashlamit with the brachas of the Oil Motoira and Aftoira. Chayyus Tzorachin, this whole idea of the Bish Yosef, what does it mean that you're being Yoytze with their brachas? The Chayyiv is only on the Oil Motoira. These brachas are not meant Bechlal, Lahoytze is a Rabban. The Rabban are not Neschayiv in the brachas Bechlal. Even Chazor Sashatz, which is meant only to be Moitzi Eine Baki, but it's brought down, it's meant for the Tzibur to be Shemeya and be Mechavin L'Devrayim. But these brachas are L'Chayra, private brachas, Chiyuvim on the Oil L'Toyra, and that Mr. Simakuf Chavdal, the Bisayas himself speaks out like that, that these brachas are not meant B'chlal for being Moitzi anybody else. They're not meant B'chlal. These are Suk brachas that are meant, that were not meant L'Hoitzi B'chlal. So L'Chayus Tzorachim, what does he mean? That you're being Yoytze with it, just B'negeya, the Inyan of being Mashlim, just B'negeya, the Inyan of being Mashlim, Meir Brachis. Then this Eitze is already brought in the Rosh, in the end of Perek HaRoya, Simon Chavdalid. He says that a person should be Mechavim, B'Shabos, Yom Tovim, L'Birchus, HaKoyre, B'Toyre, V'Amavtir, Yaloloi, L'Hashlim, Meir Brachis. Are they being Mechavim to the Oilim, he'll be Mikhaim Meir Brachis. Daniyantif asks, so why can't he do the same thing with Chazar Sashatz? He'd be Mechavin to the Brachis of Chazar Sashatz and be Yaitzu with that. Morgan Avram really is Meir Dushail also in Tzim Memvav. Daniyantif says maybe Vadir is different because the Yachr already himself said those Brachis, so he can't use them again to Mashal the Meir Brachis. That's the Chiddush of the Dizu Shoinim, that a person can be Mashal with the Brachis of the Oil in the Torah. Api that is Gepaskin, that Simon Reish Pedalid, and Hilchas Shabbos, that on Shabbos, and Yontif, Simon Reish Pedalid, of Gimel, says, Tzorach L'chavin, L'birchus HaKoyrim, B'Toyr, L'birchus HaMavtir, V'yanach Reim Omein, V'yalo L'ilhash L'minyin, Be'e Brocha Shechisa, M'nyonim B'Shabbos. And heaven says, in the beer, I grow on that halacha, in Reish Pedalid, he's been saying the Gemara, in the end of Perk Ches, the Brochus, the Gemara says, Echad ha-Mavorech, Echad ha-Oyna Omin, B'mashma Ela, Shem-Amarim, L'Mavorech, Yosef, B'Oyna Omin. The Gemara over there goes through the Milo of Anias Amein. The Gemara says, Anias Amein is an Inyan, just like a Mavorech, but sometimes it has Milos even over a Mavorech. It's a Chayr Mavur from the Goyin, Anu Pshatia, that he's not learning like the Bis Yosef, that the Pshat is because you're being Yotze with these brachas. Because then he wouldn't have to bring the Gemara and say Perek Ches the Brachas about the Milos of Anias Amein. He doesn't sound like the Bais Yosef that has to do with being Yetz with the Brachas. Because Bemis it's Shver, like we asked, these Brachas are not meant Bechal to be Moitzi the Rabban. It's Mashal from the Goyin is Talmud itself, could be Mashal from the Inyan of Meir Brachas. The Chayrish come out of Chiddush like the Goyin, it's only if he says Amein. If he's just Shemei without saying Amein, which according to the Bais Yosef will be good, according to the Goyin will not be good. Magen Avram, in Simon Memvov, and the Halacha of Meir Brachos asks on the Beis Yosef that if there's a Eitze being Yotze with the Brachos of the Oil and the Torah, so why did Amarayim and the Gemara have to be Mashal with Mine Peiris? Otu, they didn't daven B'tzibur and hear Birchas HaOil and Birchas HaTorah. So the Magen Avraham must be that that's only Eitze B'Shas HaTchak. It's not a L'chatchila D'ke Eitze. L'chatchila, a person has to make Brachos on Peiris. B'Shas HaTchak, he can be Yotze with these things. The Chayr relate to Beis Yosef that he's actually Yotz with the bracha. It's not so moving. The Morgan Avram, why is it not Lechatchila? But like the Goyin, that it's only that you're using the Amein, the Mokim and bracha. So maybe the Morgan Avram holds Lechatchila. A person has to make a bracha atzma and not be Yotz with the Amein. I call upon him Tzorach Bir, this Inyan of being Yotz with the Birchas HaOilim, but the Morgan Avram Paskas, the Peshas HaTchak, a person can be Yotz with it Lechatchila. He should marshal mina tagimel be state in the Gemara. Gemara continues that the chiyuv sholosh brachas chayv adam mavorach sholosh brachas b'chol yoyim. There's two gesoyes in the Gemara. The first bracha, the Bir Agra brings in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaikas Rishonim, the Rif with the Rosh and the Tor. The gears that the first bracha shesani Yisrael or shaloyasani goy. The way we have the other two brachas, seems like it's muskim, like both gesayis, shalai yisani oved, shalai yisani isha. First bracha is a shayla, it's a lashon of shalai, it's a lashon of shasani yisrael. And this is the mfarshim, the bach, and others, shtalzach taka, what's the pshat? They ask, why is it that we make the bracha b'lashon shlili, in a negative lashon, shalai yisani goy, shalai yisani oved? Every bracha, we always thank Hashem for what He gave us. Not for the shaloi, we should thank Shasani Yisrael, Shasani Ben Chayrin. There's different terutzim. The Bach says that if you'd say that, it would include everything in the first bracha. We want to break down, bring out all the different milas of Yisrael and Ben Chayrin and Ish. If you would just say Shasani Yisrael, the Stam Loshen Yisrael, Bimashma, Ish, and Ben Chayrin. Magen Rav is mefakpik about that, the Loshen Yisrael could be Ish also. Brings rayas from Gemara's and Shas, maybe Stam Loshen Yisrael is Ish, it's only when there's a Hekesh Ishel Ish. Upon him, that's the Bach's Teretz. Taz says it's coming to be Miramis, that there is a Tzorich, even in the ones that we're thanking that we're not, but it was just thanking that we were created for a bigger Tzorich, but not that there's no Tzorich for it Bechlal. He says this Loshen is Miramis to that. Upon him, these are brachis on the Asiyah of Adam, like we said, from the eater, from others, not on any hano or on any specific thing that he did now in the Beboiker, it's brachas on the sea of the Adam. Mehai Taima, the Lvush says, it's machoikis, the minig Ashkenazim and the minig Sfardim, where these three brachas go, that the Sfardim have it at the end of the brachas, and we have it at the beginning of the brachas, after Ashkenazal and Sech Vivino, the minig Ashkenaz. The Lvush says, because since these brachas are on Briyosi, Vasiyosi, Shal Adam, so it belongs after Hanoisel Sech Vivina. Noisel Sech Vivina is also Asher Yotzel, Ikaina Shaman, and Noisel Sech Vivina. They're all brachis on the Minhoga Shel Olam, he says. They're not on a specific Hano that the person had, like Pekeach Ivrim, Malvish Arumim. Those brachis you make when you have that Hano the first time of the day. These brachas are brachas on Minhoga Shel Olam, Asher Yotzel, Kaina Shamla, Sech Vivina, Zogt Lavush. So maybe we'll masada this together with those. The Avedrom brings from the Ramah that since these brachas are on Tchilas Briyosi Shel Adam, it's on the Briya of the person, thanking Hashem for the Briya of the person, maybe it has to be something that's Tchilas Briyosi. Zogt Lefikach, a ger eini mevorach Shel Yisani Goy. A ger cannot make a bracha of Shalai Yisani Goy, because it wasn't Tchilas Briyosai, it's something that happened later, and these brachas are thanking for Tchilas Briyosai. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe, and he paskins in Hagah and Shulchan Aruch, says that a ger could make a bracha Shasani Ger, or Shasani Yisrael, Sashayla. The Prisha learns the Ramah means to say that according to the Nusach, those that are Geiris, Shasani Yisrael, then you don't have the Ramah's din, a ger can make it also. Because Ramah says, Zed nami mikri asiyah, k'vay shenemar, s'nefesh, rasu b'charon. Find the Torah, ger is called an asiyah. It's like a new yitziro when he becomes a ger. So if we say, Shasani Yisrael, that makes sense for a ger. But Shaloy Asani Goy, you can't say, because he once was a goy. You can't say that there was no asiyah of a goy. He was once an asiyah of a goy. That's how the preacher learns the Ramah. Others learn the Ramah, that Ramah means he makes a different nusach. He says a nusach Shasani Ger. It doesn't say Shasani Yisrael. And even if, no matter how you go, you're in the Gemara, but that nusach applies for a Ger, Shasani Ger, because like Ramah says, there is a Lashon Asiyah on a Ger, so it's Shaykh and Asiyah on a Ger. The Bach is Meskasha on the Ramah. He says, how can somebody make such a bracha? Eina yachal avorech Shasani Yehudi, mashenichnas adas Yehudis huayde b'chirosai. He says this, that he became a ger, his own bechira. He chose to become a ger. He can't thank the boirei for making him a ger. The shayach leimer shuhu yisporach asoi ger. That was his own bechira. It's not shayach to make such a bracha, shasani ger. Chayrud, it's very shver on the Bach's taina and huadin on the Ravid, the Avadrom's taina b'shem drama. Because we have the Gemara here, the Gemara starts off that he makes a bracha, shaloi asani bur, that he's not an amoritz. A person makes a bracha that is not an amoritz. And the Gemara asks on that, kuli hai, Rashi has two pshatim, either it's not right for a person to be mispoiled that he's not an amoritz, or that's not something that's so garua to make a bracha about it. But Akaponim, you see the Gemara, if not for those tainus, person would have made a bracha shalayasani bur. The way the Avodah is bringing from the Ramah, that these brachas have to be at Tchilas Briyasa Shaladam. So how could he make a bracha shalayasani bur if not on Tchilas Briyasa Shaladam? And the Bach's taina, that it's something that's like Deis Bechira, doesn't pass a, to make a bracha on the Asiya. The Chayr Shalayasani bur is also something that's like Deis Bechira. And still you see in the Gemara that Shaykh a person should thank the Eibishter that he came to that. So the Chayr is Tzorachin, both on the Bach and on the Avudram, on the Ramah, from this Gemara, from the Havmin of the Gemara. Among the Vrom is Medayik, that it's Mashma, that only Shalayasani Goy the Ger can make. It's Mashma Shalayasani Oved and Shalayasani Isha, he does make. The Chayr, in fact, the Mogad Avram, actually make a bracha in his Tchilas Asiya, on the time of the Asiya, Shalayasani, that he wasn't an Eved or Isha, L'chair, at the time of the Asiya, he was Geruah from both of them. He was a Goy at the time of the Asiya. So what's Shaykh to make a bracha, Shalayasani Eved, Shalayasani Isha? So the Mogad Avram, that the bracha is that he wasn't made in that way, because then he wouldn't have had this option to be Mizgaya. He wouldn't have been able to be Mizgaya, he wouldn't have been able to become Ois Eved, he wouldn't have been able to become Mechairin on his own, he wouldn't be able to become an Ish. So he has what to think, thank for on the Asiya, that as Asiya was in such a way, that he should be able to be a Bechayrin and an Ish the way he is now. Bele, these brachas are shayach even to a ger. Perhaitiv, Gada brings other nuschoyes for a ger, brings nuschoyes kness hagadoyle, some say the nusach is shech nisani tachas kamfe eshchina. He brings from a different tshuva that some say he could say kipshute shleisani goy, because it's shayach to loshen even, it's not on the tchilas asir, a chaylik on the avudram, the shem drama, that it's shayach to say that thank Hashem that he didn't remain a goy, shalei nisha goy. Upon him, that's the din of a ger. Mora ends off that even though somebody was already mevorich, shalei sani oved, shalei sani isha, he makes a brach of shalei sani oved, even though they have the same chiv mitzvahs, eved is mechiv and mitzvahs ki isha. Mora says it's gora tvei. It's Korah Tvei. So Chayr would be mashma from the Gemara that an Eved would have no makim to make a bracha of Shalei Asani Isha, because Eved is a daga lower. Maaseh the Prima Godim is mistapik about it. Even though the Gemara is saying in one tzad that Eved is mezuzal Tvei, but it could be lemaaseh. He says that Eved has certain milas, that he has a mitzvah mila, is nichus olei yud gimel brises. There's other mitzvahs that he's mechayvin, or an isha shchas zaken. So Meili says it could be the tzad that the Eved has more than isha, and Meili is mocking for Eved to make a shloyes on isha. Similarly, there's machlekes apayskim also. If one by mistake was makdim and said shloyes on isha before he said the bracha of shloyes on Eved, that the Magen Avraham paskin there's no makim to make anymore a brach of Shalei Sani Ovid, because he's ready mevorach even that he's not an Isha, which is a daga higher than Eved. Mekveig is chaylik on that. He says, Mikol makim Eved adif mi Isha be mitzvahs mila. Maisa Eved has mitzvahs mila. So in that way, he's adif from Isha. So still a makim to make a brach of Shalei Sani Ovid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.